Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is a very important halacha in Hilchos Ribbis. And the question is, what to do in Hilchos Ribbis with prepayment and early bird specials? Now, in halacha, we find two different forms of prepayments that appear in Hilchos Ribbis. There are two categories of prepayment that are discussed in B'Metzia Perek Ezeu Neshech, and the guidelines of the two categories are completely different, halacha l'maisa. The general case of prepayment and ribbis appears in the beginning of Ezeu Neshech, in the Mishnah, B'Metzia, and this is called psika al ha-peirus. What does this mean? This means that you have a person who advances payment for goods or merchandise that are going to be delivered at a later date. The merchandise is going to be delivered at a later date, and you are locking in a price. You are advancing payment, and in that way, you're locking in a price. The halacha is that this is aser midrabanan. Why? Because when you advance payment, and you don't receive the goods, and you don't receive the merchandise immediately when paying for it, in halacha, this looks like midrabanan a halva, because you're advancing money, and you're not getting anything in return. When you don't get anything in return immediately when advancing the payment, it looks like the payment is a loan to the person that you're buying from. And as a result, if the item goes up in value before delivery, the concern is that since you locked in a price, you are getting the cheap price, and now it's worth more because the value went up on the market in the interim. And it looks like because you advanced payment and you gave a halva, you gave a loan, you were like a malva, you were like a lender. And for that, you're getting a ribbis. You're getting a ribbis payment in that you now get a cheap delivery. Because even though the price went up, you locked in the price. That's a benefit. And that's ribbis. This is ribbis drabonon. So this is called prepayment and psika ala peiris. And this is also drabonon. However, there are two exceptions to the rule. There are two very important heterim when it comes to the regular case of prepayment. And that is number one, yeshloi. And number two, yotza hashar. What is yeshloi? Yeshloi means that if, when you advance payment, the seller has some of the merchandise that you are purchasing in stock, he has some of it in stock, even if he doesn't have the entire amount in stock, but he has some of it in stock, even if it's like yeshloi ma'at, we view it as if the entire deal was concretized and there's no Isser of Ribbis. This is called Yeshloi. We look at it as if they were already delivered, even though in fact they weren't yet delivered, because he has some in stock, so it's as if the deal is already done, and then if it goes up in value in the interim, it's as if it's going up in value in the domain of the customer. And therefore, it's not a problem of Ribbis, because it's as if he already bought it and it went up while it was already in the customer's possession. The second heter is called Yotza Hashar. So the first heter was Yeshloi, the second heter is Yotza Hashar. Yotza Hashar means it already has a price on the market. It's Yotza Hashar. There's already a market that has a set price for the item. And the reason why it's mutter in this case is because there are two reasons presented in the Gemara. One is because Afal Pi She'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, which means that it could already be attained at the time of prepayment. The item, even though it's going to be delivered at a later date and the seller doesn't yet have it, but he could have it if he wants to because there's already a set price on the market for this item. Therefore, had he wanted, he could have gone to the market right now during the initial period of prepayment and got the item to deliver to the customer. Therefore, we view it as if he did, and the sale is already concretized, it's already complete, and there's no Isser of Ribbis. It's not a loan when I prepay for the item. Another svar is that since there's a locked in, there's already a set price on the market for this item, it's already Yotza Hashar. So the customer himself could have gone to the market and bought it for this price, this cheap price. And therefore, when he locks in a price and he gets a future delivery based on the cheaper price that he initially had when he prepaid for it, It's not ribis because he could have gotten it himself. He could have gone to the market, purchased it at the low price, and then held it in his possession for the interim, and it would have gone up in value in his own possession. Therefore, it's not like he's getting some type of financial benefit by virtue of the fact that he's getting a future delivery based on a locked-in price. This is the second heter of Yotzei Hashar. There's a second form of prepayment. So we have now discussed, until now, the regular prepayment of locking in a price. You lock in a price, you pray in advance for future delivery, so it looks like a halva. The concern is that the price might go up in the interim. And to that, we could take care of this problem by having, number one, the heter of Yeshlai, number two, the heter of Yotzei Hashar. There's a second problem of prepayment, and that is when you prepay for something, and as a result, you get a clear discount. It's not just that you're locking in a price. You're getting a clear discount. In this case, it's more chamor, because you don't have the heterim that we have previously discussed. The heter that Yotzei Hashar you certainly don't have, because Yotzei Hashar is based on the idea that you could have gotten it on the market at that time, and therefore you're not getting any benefit, but in our case, you are getting a benefit, because you're actually clearly getting a discount. You're clearly getting a hizala. It's called psika behizala. You're getting a discount for your prepayment, for your advance payment. In that case, you don't have the heter that you could have gone to the market and you could have purchased it yourself at that price because you couldn't have gotten at that price. You're getting a discount. In this case, it's aser. There's no heter of Yotzei Hashar. However, there is a heter of Yeshlai. There is a heter of Yeshlai. But in this case, it's not sufficient if it's Yeshlai Ma'at. You have to have the entire amount in stock in order for the heter to exist. So if you prepay for something for a discount, this is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Gimel, and over there the Gemara says that in order for you to have the heter of Yeshlai, in the case of Psika Behizala, when you prepay at a discount, in that case, you need to have the entire amount in stock in order for the heter to be valid. So this is the second heter, the heter of Yeshlai. And only if you have the entire amount of stock is it mutter if you're getting a discount. Now, we can now address, finally, the different cases that come up regarding prepayments and early bird specials. So if you have the case of a person who is prepaying for a discount for a magazine subscription or a newspaper subscription, is this a problem of ribis? Because you're giving, so to speak, a halva. We look at it as if it's a halva when you prepay for something and you don't get the goods right away. And when you get a discount, you're getting ribis. You're getting ribis, and you are like the lender who is receiving a financial benefit as a result of a loan that you hand out. So this is the question. Is this a problem of ribis or not? So the first thing we should point out is that if all you're giving is a deposit, and it's clear from the amount of the deposit that it's merely there to secure the customer. It's merely there to ensure that the customer is not going to back out of the deal. It's a nominal fee. It's not a substantial amount of the money that you're prepaying. In that case, there's no iser because it doesn't look like a halva. It doesn't look like a loan when you prepay in such a way because you're giving such a small amount. It's clear that the intent over here is just to lock in the customer, and then you don't have a problem of prepayment. You can actually give the discount, the deposit, and in that case, receive the discount. So that's the first thing that we should point out, that if it's clear that it's just a deposit, it's not a prepayment, in that case, you have a head. Now, what about the case of prepaying for tuition and prepaying for camps and their camp registration? How does it work when it comes to Hilchos Ribis? So again, if it's just a small discount and it's clear that it's not a prepayment and they're not doing this in order to obtain the money in advance because they need the money, so again, you would have a heter. However, what if it's substantial in nature and it looks in fact like a prepayment? How do you circumvent the iser in this case? So the first thing we should point out is that there's a heter that the Ramah brings down. And this is called the prepayment when there is no shar kavua, which means if you have a prepayment, but it's for an item that's going to be delivered at a later point, but that item that is going to be delivered has no clear price on the market. There is no clear price for such a thing. In that case, it doesn't look like ribis. There's no ribis because it doesn't look like any discount is ever going to be offered in this case because it's not clear what the true value is. It's something that doesn't have a set value. Therefore, there's no iser ribis, even if the facts are that you're getting a discount for your prepayment. Therefore, if I give a prepayment for tuition and this school doesn't have a set tuition fee, it's all by negotiations only, then it's going to be considered something that doesn't have a shar kavua and it's mutter, because there's no clear value, because the entire structure of the arrangement is that it's by negotiation, therefore there's no iser of prepayment. However, even though there is a machlekes rishonim, the Ramah paskins to be machmer and to speak out that if you articulate two prices and you clearly identify to the person who is paying the tuition that if he pays in advance, there's a cheaper price, and if he pays later, there's a more expensive price, you clearly identify two forms of payment, one cheaper and one more expensive, because the cheaper one is for prepayment. In that case, it's going to be also, even if it doesn't have a set value. So even if it's only by negotiation, if you clearly verbalize two forms of payment, one for the prepayment, one for the payment at a later date, it's going to be usur, even in a case of Eino Yishar Kavua. That's the Psak of the Ramah. There is another heter that is brought down by Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv suggests that perhaps in the case of tuition, we have another heter, and that is that the parents are not hiring the school for a product, and they're not prepaying for a product, they're hiring them to be mechanech their children. So it's like a kablan. They're like a hired worker. Now, when you have a hired worker and you prepay for their services, there's a heter if they start their work immediately. If they're hiskel hamalacha miyad, they start some form of their work immediately after you pay them, it's not like it's a prepayment. We look at it as a deal without a loan. It doesn't look like a loan because they start the malacha right away. In that case, you avoid the iser. So, according to Rabbi Yashiv, if the teachers, after you pay them, have some type of preparation process, they already start the endeavor of being mechanech your children, again, in that case as well, we avoid the iser of ribis. There's another interesting discussion in the Paiskim regarding prepayment, and that is the case of gyms and swimming pools. So what about prepaying for the use of gyms and swimming pools throughout the year? You're prepaying and you're getting a discount to use it throughout the year. Most Paiskim say that it's mutter even l'chatchila. And the reason is because you are purchasing the rights to use the gym and to use the pool right away. There's no prepayment. You're not prepaying for something that's going to be delivered at a later time. Rather, right now, I'm purchasing rights to use your gym or your pool throughout the year, throughout the season. Therefore, there's no two-stage process that's being implemented. Rather, I'm prepaying for something that I'm getting right away. It's not a prepayment. I'm actually receiving rights to use the pool or the gym immediately when I pay you in advance. Therefore, it's not an iser of ribis, and it's going to be mutter even l'chatchila. In addition, most Paiskim say that if I buy, let's say, tickets to use a bus throughout the season, you buy tickets to a bus, even though you're prepaying, you're getting a discount, most Paiskim say that it's mutter l'chatchila, because in this case as well, it's clear that the bus company is not providing you with this option because they need the money, and it's like a halva that you're giving them, it's like a loan. Rather, it's just a convenient way of operating the business. And when it's clear that it's a convenient way of operating the business, they just want to secure the customer, etc. It's not a matter of a loan, but it's rather a matter of convenience. It's going to be mutter. One more and very important point that we should address is the heter of Ramesha. Ramesha says that anytime you have a corporation, and the corporation is the borrower, the loive, it's not considered a case of ribis at all. Because the halachic definition of the loive, of a borrower, is that there's a personal liability. And in case he defaults on the loan, he is going to be personally held responsible. When you have a corporation, there's no one that could personally be held responsible, in most cases. And you wouldn't have the iser of ribis. That's the heter of Ramosha. And many places can disagree, but this is something that one should keep in mind, that there is a heter Ramosha if the borrower who's getting the prepayment is a corporation, such as a school or a camp. So you would have the heter Ramosha. So, again, when it comes to the case of schools or camps and you're having a prepayment option, so if you don't speak out the two prices, there is a mokum to be meikel. You can't object if a person who wants to be meikel, there's the heter Ramosha, there's the heter perhaps of Rabbi Yashiv, and there's the heter as well of the Ramo sometimes. If there's no set price, it's all by negotiation. There is, though, as well, a mokum to be machmer. This is certainly proper to be machmer in the case of prepayment, but when it comes to buying rights to the pool, to the bust, to the gym, and to the magazine, and to buy the newspaper in advance, in many cases, you have strong leniencies that can be implemented halakha l'maaseh. Have yourself a wonderful day.